entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. A fine network of shows, podcasts, and video things that you can watch with your eyes. And when I say things and podcasts and all that, I'm talking about Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, Best in Show Radio, and this program, the DJ New Style Show, featuring me, Ken, and also your friend, my friend, the guy who lives below the surface of the earth, Steve. Steve, how are you this fine evening? What's going on, buddy?
I'm in a social limbo.
What do you mean?
A lot of shows that I like are going off the air. Some are coming back on.
What's going off the air that you like?
Well, True Blood's over for the season, so that's
one. It's not off the air. I mean, yeah.
Well, no, I mean the season is ending.
There's finales afoot.
It has ended.
Finales are afoot, and you're upset. But the fall season's coming in soon.
Yeah, that's good, because there's going to be the Marvel S.H.I.E.L.D.
Looks awful.
Oh, no, what's his name? Clark Gregg is awesome.
It just looks like a bunch of shit.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. And Fast and Loud, that's a show I came to like last season.
Haven't checked it out yet. I know nothing about it. I know you've actually said that you enjoyed it to me, but I tend to ignore you.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
They flip cars. They basically buy cars, you know.
Oh, it's one of those.
Do them up.
There's no way that we could do this for under like $2,000. We got to get it in there and get it out. Well, you know, Jim thinks he knows how to do this stuff. I've been doing it 20 years. Like the monologue shit that they've stolen from the real world.
But it's in Texas, so nobody talks like that.
I know, but every time I encounter one of those shows, that's the only impression I could have. For anybody that is on a Let's Fix It Up or basically the shows where they paint an everyday job as an impossible mission against time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's no way we're going to get those fish in that tank before 5 o'clock.
Oh, God. I watched that for the first time.
It's just the worst. I hate those shows.
They had it was for William Patterson or something. They were making a fish tank with
Willie P.
With like flames inside of it and flames around it, and they had like fire eels and fire fish and all this, like they were like black and white fish basically.
It's gotta have fire.
Yeah,
every aspect of it. Fire. The bubble filter's actually gonna spray out gasoline, and it's gonna be lit ablaze, and all the fish will be barbecued.
Yeah, no, they did one of those little stupid, you know, the claw things. That you see, and it's got like a light, and it blows little pieces of cloth to look like fire.
That thing. I got you.
Yeah.
Pretty cheesy. So that's what it is. You're in a social. What did you say?
Limbo.
Social plus, limbo.
Plus, you know, I watched the VMAs, which was I don't know how people listen to new music. I saw Daft Punk was there. I don't know if they played. I have respect for Daft Punk.
So wait, what do you think they're going to do at the VMAs? Just sit in the crowd and hope they're picked? Like, you know, when they show artists that aren't really in demand, but they're kind of a name that you'd know, and they pan the crowd. Like, for example, in the 80s, they would pan the crowd at the VMAs, and you'd see, oh, look, there's Adam Ant. Like, who gives a shit about Adam Ant, but he's there. So Daft Punk is not going to sit in their fucking chrome robot gear just in the crowd waiting for an award. They're gonna perform. I didn't watch the shit.
I don't think they
did.
I'm
posturing like I know, but I don't.
No, I think they just presented and they had someone else talking. So it was them and like some other person. So they just kind of stood there. No, you know what they did for the panning of the crowd? They panned at two people the whole time. It was Will Smith and his two kids, mm-hmm. Willa and Jaden, named after him and his wife, which is retarded. And Lady Gaga.
Wait, how is that any more retarded than someone with being called Junior?
Because the daughter is named after Will, Willa, and then the son is named after Jada, Jaden.
Yeah, I guess.
A little strange. Like, I'm a guy named after my mom. Like, you can't really say that.
Yeah, he's going to get his ass kicked in public school. I mean,
no,
come on.
See,
like, who gives
a
shit?
Don't forget, he's the Karate Kid.
Oh, that's true. He's the real Karate Kid. They should have called it the real Karate Kid. Just to qualify it. To bring that franchise further into the dumpster.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's an old argument to have, Steve. But you're saying they panned over and over to Will Smith and his family, and who else?
Lady Gaga. That was like every single thing was like, what is Lady Gaga's reaction to what just happened?
Did she bring back her greaseball Brooklynite character where she was impersonating Ralph Macchio?
I don't know.
I didn't watch it. I totally stayed away from it. I feel like you don't have to watch the VMAs because people are going to talk about them for about 3 weeks and just say, I can't believe how bad it is. I can't believe it used to be so good. And they tell you every fucking detail about the show they hated.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I said on Facebook about it, because I missed the whole Miley Cyrus thing. Yeah. It was her and Robin Thicke, however he got famous.
His dad is a musical master.
Yeah.
Who created the Joker's Wild theme.
That's right.
And he was also on a fucking popular sitcom. And he had a talk show. And now he does like an insurance commercial. He vouches for like reverse mortgages or some shit. I saw him on a commercial.
So does Fred Thompson.
That's true. Yeah. But so it was her and Robin Thicke performing.
Yeah. And basically she was, you know, back in my day, that was called grinding. When a girl would just shove her ass in your crotch at a dance, you know that. Now it's called twerking.
Yeah,
I don't know where that. You know, it was either dry humping or grinding. Now,
well, see, I thought twerking. I thought twerking was
no contact.
No contact to just a girl fucking, you know, going blitzkrieg.
Booty shake. It's booty shaking. That's also what it was called.
But there's dropping. There's like all kinds of moves.
I don't know.
How
far did you research this?
In my Twerking for Dummies or Twerking in a Fucking Nutshell book that I got from O'Reilly.
Twerking in a Nutshell.
Yeah, Twerking in a Nutshell. It had a picture of a fucking squirrel on the cover and an acorn behind him, and it was published by O'Reilly. Chapter 2 indicates that that twerking is definitely not grinding, in that twerking involves just a broad shaking her ass in some kind of a unique way that ends up being exactly the same as everybody else does it.
I was just about to say, it's not too unique considering everybody does it now.
Yeah, it's just really rapid fire. Like in the Sir Mix-a-Lot video.
It was called booty shaking back then.
No, it wasn't called booty shaking.
Who said twerk? Did anybody say twerking back then? It's the exact same act.
I don't know. Maybe someone, maybe our friend Jimmy, you know how he speaks and he creates words? Maybe like someone like Jimmy was trying to tell somebody to work it, but he got ahead of himself and he included the T word with the work. He said, why don't you go ahead and twerk it? Oh, shit. I don't know. We have somebody in the chat room that is firmly indicating that twerking is a subset of booty shaking. Well, I'm not sure exactly what subset it is because any of these videos that are shot in like unkempt high school girl bedrooms on fucking YouTube, it's all the same shit. And you may be asking, why, Ken, in your 30s, are you watching videos of high school girls in their bedroom? And it's because the answer is simple. I do my research. When we're going to talk about twerking, I'm going to know about twerking. Steve, have you ever filmed yourself while twerking?
Yeah, but I'm not going to release that for public.
Just for in between sects. Sext messages. Oh, what a unsightly thing that has to be.
But seriously, I mean, like, what are people expecting? I mean, Miley Cyrus, everybody knew she was getting crazy, you know. And what, they expect her to be like a Disney girl the whole time?
Yeah, so was Britney Spears, wasn't she? You know what's baffling to me is that I didn't watch 1 second of this fucking broadcast, but I've seen the entire fucking Miley Cyrus thing in the form of animated GIFs. And yeah, it is GIF, and you can eat my fucking ass if you think it's GIF. I don't care. That goes for you, inventor of the GIF. I don't care. I've seen the entire thing, and I mean, yeah, she's going out there and being extreme and trying to be extra slutty looking, and
I just think everybody overreacted. I mean, yeah, it's meant to provoke a reaction, just like Madonna did in every single thing she ever freaking did.
Well, hold on. I mean, here's the difference. I mean, everybody's going to say, you know, it's no different than what Madonna did, but Madonna never fucking tried to tell us she was anything but the Detroit whore that she was.
That's true. I mean,
she was never like the beloved face of a fucking corporation that appeals to children and fat housewives. You know, I mean, Madonna was just the same fucking skanky, disgusting whore that everybody said she was, and she continues to be to this day.
Yep.
Miley Cyrus was Hannah Montana and was like a, you know, I guess something of a would you say role model or at least a muse to children? I don't know.
A preteen idol, something like that?
Something like that. But she really pushed this, I love Jesus, and me and my dad and my mom, we're family people, and we don't spend time with impure things and blah, 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 and all that southern bullshit. And she was acting like she was this, or they were portraying her like she was this respectable girl.
That's what Disney wanted her to do.
That's what they wanted her to do. That's what she did. That's how she made the fucking money. That's how she took money out of these fucking duffel bag sized pocketbooks that are attached to Walmart shopping carts. That's what the fuck she did. And now she doesn't want to be that anymore. She can't be it anymore because she got caught smoking drugs and fucking, you know, being 15 and giving a lap dance to like 60-year-olds or something. Like at every turn, people are just trying to show that she's a fucking whore. So now she is going to show them that she's going to be a goddamn whore. However, you know, she's kind of gross.
Oh, I mean, she doesn't have the body to do what she's doing. I mean, she's thin. That's about all she has going for her.
I mean, if we're going to use the Madonna parallel, right? I mean, people wanted to fuck Madonna, right?
Yeah.
Like, does anybody want to... I mean, does anybody that isn't like a complete fucking creep, does anybody want to fuck Miley Cyrus?
I'm sure, because there's people like that liked her before she was legal. It's just like Hermione Granger from Harry Potter. Like, she grew up, she became legal, she did some racy photo shoots, and everyone's like, she's the hottest thing ever. But meanwhile, these are the same people that saw the first movie when she was 6 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean,
I don't know. I guess maybe people do want to. I'm just kind of
delineate.
I'm revolted by her. Not to say that if I wasn't a single man and it was given to me, I wouldn't accept it. I mean, you can't say
what her crabs.
Sure. Fucking steam them up. They're gigantic. They taste good with drawn butter and lemon. No, I think she's a fucking trash bag piece of shit. Uninteresting,
so is your father.
Untalented. Well, hold on now, Steven. That's where I draw the fucking line. Don't you dare disparage Billy Ray Cyrus.
I can't even remember what that one-hit wonder song he had was. Achy Breaky Heart.
I bet that's deep down in your achy breaky heart,
you'd
be able to remember that fucking song. When you fucking line dance by tipping your cowboy hat and putting your fucking boot toe down and your boot heel out on the other foot and then fucking shuffling back.
I think you'd understand.
And then doing a quarter turn and then walking in a fucking square like an asshole. Oh, these fucking people. So I saw something as a caption to one of these animations of her basically just slapping her pussy. She was basically assaulting her own fucking vagina on stage. And what I saw was that this took place on her fucking father's birthday.
Oh, that was on the VMAs?
Yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus' birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah, the caption was, "Happy birthday, Billy."
Oh, my God.
August 25th, 1961. That motherfucker.
That's rough.
Do you think he cares? He has to, right?
He's,
I mean, you can't have a daughter.
She's going to make more money. She's just going to make more money. I'm sure, dude, everybody just wants to make more money.
Well, he's come out as defending the performance. When I searched for his fucking birthday, he just came out defending it. Of course, I'll always be here for Miley. Can't wait to see her when she gets home. He told Entertainment Tonight. She's my little girl, and I'm still her dad, regardless how the circus we call show business plays
out. She's over 18. Why doesn't she have her own house? Why does she still live with her father?
Steve, do you really want to ask that question?
Dude, she's got millions of dollars.
Okay. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. But that's true. Well, maybe she doesn't want to. Maybe she wants to live with her fucking pops and eat fucking, I don't know, okra croquettes. eat Jack Daniels. At this point, they just chew through the bottle.
Yeah, yep.
That's what they do. I don't know.
Yeah, the only I think, redeeming part of the whole show. I missed the beginning, but I did see
I thought you were going to mention the NSYNC reunion.
You know what? This is terrible because someone on my Facebook feed was watching it, and they were the first one to talk about the Miley Cyrus thing, so I turned it on.
Sure.
And I was watching something really important. It was the Dodgers against the Red Sox, so I guess I tore myself away from that baseball game.
Hold on, why is that really important?
Because I want the Dodgers to win the World Series.
Why?
Because I like them. I want Don Mattingly to get a World Series ring.
Don't you understand the man is cursed? Don't you understand?
I know he's
him,
cursed.
There was a special fucking lottery done in the late 70s, and two names were drawn of people that would be good, they would be loved by their fans, and they would never see championship glory. And one of those men is Don Mattingly. And the other, of course, much to Best in Show Chris's chagrin, is Dan Marino. Those two names, they cannot ever experience glory. They won't.
No. I'm still.
I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe it counts because he was a fucking third base coach during like the 16th fucking World Series in a row for the Yankees.
No. It's either manager or player.
Exactly. That's why he will never experience true fucking glory.
Even the guys riding the bench, they can't take that ring out. Nope. They shouldn't show anybody that ring. But no, so I turned it on. Macklemore is the only.
Is it Macklemore or Macklemore? I don't fucking know.
It's Mackle, like mackerel. Oh. Macklemore. I don't know.
Okay, anyway. Great. Fantastic.
But they won, and I actually, for new music, that's,
they?
Between. Yeah, there's.
Isn't that just one dude?
No, there's a couple dudes in there.
Well, yeah. I think the official group is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Well, there you go. But there was
four
people went up to accept the award.
You say you say Macklemore and you act like Color Me Bad takes the stage. It's one fucking guy. Don't forget Ryan Lewis.
So Macklemore and Ryan Lewis went up and he had a good social message. They won for social message, which was a category.
Hold on, what? Social message?
Best social message of the year.
Hmm. Of the year. Buy cheap shit and wear it. Isn't that was his fucking hit song, Thrift Shop? Ask people that are mourning the loss of their grandfather if you can have his old suits. That's the whole fucking message of that song. Yep.
No, but they had other songs, and the song that they won for was like an equality song. It was actually really good. The video was really good, and I'm glad they won for that because that.
Yo,
was like,
thank you for this award. Just want to say that everybody buying cheap shit and fucking grave robbing grandpa suits.
They didn't win for Thrift Shop, man. They didn't win for that song. It was a different song.
Okay.
About gay equality, but anyway.
All right.
So halfway through, I'm like, what? Like, cause,
wait, you mean to tell me that 2 Chainz and Kanye West didn't win for fucking Big Booty Hoes?
No, I don't think so. I didn't watch the whole thing. I might have missed that one.
I mean, talk about planning for your death. That song has a message. When I die, bury me next to 2 bitches.
All I
want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. Come on. Macklemore fucking... They got robbed.
Actually, Macklemore won for best hip-hop video. I'm checking it right now.
Really?
Yeah, they had the best hip-hop. But the categories, I'm like, all right, when are they going to have,
I've never heard that category ever.
rock or something like that. So I looked it up online. And
who won? Who won best bluegrass video?
Not a category.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Best rap video, which I would assume is still somewhat prevalent. Nope, not
who,
a category.
Who won best blatant waste of alcohol in a hip hop video?
That would be best male video, probably. Let me see.
Okay.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, there you go.
Whoever that is. Yes. No, but here are the categories. They have artist to watch, best song of the summer.
Whoa.
The summer isn't even friggin' over yet. But anyway, then they had best pop video, best hip-hop video, best male video, best female video, best video with a social message, best collaboration. Then this one shocked me, best rock video. They actually had one. And of course...
And who won?
The folk band Mumford & Sons.
Shut the fuck up! Doesn't one of those people play a fucking washboard?
Yeah, I think one plays a pair of blue jeans.
Shut the fuck up! They don't play jeans, do they? Really?
No, I just made that.
Yeah, and on the pair of corduroy pants is Jacob. Jacob.
Yeah,
he used to be our drummer when we were a real band. Now he just rips corduroys.
Great. A guy just ripping a pair of jeans. With a loop pedal. The distortion pedal.
Shit.
Yeah, video of the year, best art direction, best choreography, best cinematography, best direction, best editing, because people care about editing.
Yeah.
In the preteen crowd that watches MTV videos, which don't exist on MTV.
Which includes you, by the way, right, Steve? You did watch the shit.
I watched this, but I've never seen a music video on MTV in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's true. Do they even show them? I mean, I don't think they do.
I don't think so. I heard something that, like, on, I think it was 4th of July.
Maybe on MTV 6, they'll show videos.
Yeah, MTV Trace. No, they do on MTV Trace, but it's all Spanish.
Wait,
shit.
There is a Trace?
Yes, it's they have MTV, MTV 2, and MTV Trace. And Trace is all Spanish.
So when they run out of Los Del Rio videos, they fucking, what, they show the reggaeton videos that were big 2003?
Yep. But it was really bad. But getting back to what you said... you know, how'd you react when NSYNC came out with Justin Timberlake? First of all, when he started singing, I had to change the channel to make sure my fucking speakers weren't blown in my TV. Because he had some kind of distortion, and it just sounded like blown speakers.
Huh.
Like, there was no bass, and it was all just, like, crackly and terrible. And it was on through, like, a 20-minute set that Timberlake did. I'm like, dude.
Wait, who? That who did?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, I'm thinking of Timbaland.
No, it's not.
I really wanted to grill you on that. Fuck.
Well, it wasn't Timbaland.
Damn it.
I don't think he's made any music in a while.
I don't know.
But so I was on Facebook listening to everybody's reactions, and my one friend said...
Did anybody else complain about the audio quality?
My one friend who does audio setups for presentations that I used to work with, He said the exact same thing I did. He's like, I had to change the channel to make sure my TV wasn't fucked up.
Hmm.
But
interesting.
My one friend said his girlfriend was crying because NSYNC reunited. And I'm like, I thought he was in the Backstreet Boys. I didn't even know what the fucking band he was in. I don't know. Yeah. I never listened to any of that shit, man. I can't even believe there's still boy bands. Like, it was making me mad. And we're only talking about One Direction.
Well,
I never heard about fucking any One Direction. I don't know what that is. So I looked it up, and they're like, oh, boy band, Canadian. I think they're Canadian. I'm like, dude, how is this not, like, passed by the wayside? How are there still boy bands?
I don't know. But there's always been boy bands. There probably always will be.
They were called barbershop quartets or a cappella bands back in the day. Not like... I don't even want to say it.
What?
A bunch of faggots trying to sing.
No, that's just cruel. Especially after all this work Macklemore tried to fucking put in, didn't affect bit. You son of a bitch. Just because Barbershop Quartet is done, You know, no, it doesn't mean you have to be irate.
He was talking about gay people, not faggots that are in.
But there's like six people in fucking NSYNC. They couldn't be a quartet, so they had to just be a boy band.
Well, it's still horrible any way you look at it. I mean, they just shouldn't exist at all.
Well, Steve, I'm sorry. It's not all going to be a black concert T-shirt. You know,
it should be.
It's nothing but fucking lightning bolts and fucking.
They need metal.
Robot tits. Like, what goes on, like, a rock album cover? It's always the most extreme, like, dragons yes. and shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like watching a Metalocalypse video, man. They should have an award ceremony like one of their shows. That would be the greatest thing in the world ever.
Yeah, but no one would fucking watch it. That's the whole fucking point. You may think it rules, but nobody watched it, so it went away. Nobody paid attention to it, so it fucking it's moment on the big stage.
Everything is pop bullshit, and I think
pop, Steve? Pop is popular.
That's what
it is. It's popular. That's what it's fucking short for.
Pop is dulled down version of the original thing. Like hip hop is dulled down rap.
What?
Hip hop
is the fucking original. That's what it is. It's comprised of a few different things other than rapping. But no, my point is, Steve, fucking metal and all that shit had its fucking time in the spotlight. It had its opportunity for becoming pop. And
metal
faded.
By design will never be pop music.
There never was a pop metal band. Are you fucking serious?
Metallica is the closest thing.
That's right. And where are they?
I don't know.
Where's the next Metallica?
I never liked Metallica to begin with.
But what do you like, Steve? Jesus Christ, you're crying that there's no fucking suitable rock bands, that the only fucking rock band that fielded a video plays a fucking pair of Bugle Boy jeans from 1992.
I don't know. I just
Poison... was pop metal. That's what Goatweed sang in the chat room.
No, that's fucking 80s hair band music. They did like rock, you know, like rock ballads. They were a rock band. Just like Ozzy later on was not metal anymore. He was rock. When he left Black Sabbath, he became a rock
band. All right, you're going to make me do this now. Pop metal. Pop metal bands.
Metal,
Motley Crue, Def Leppard. Fucking Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi, Google. Really, motherfucker?
Who?
They have Bon Jovi in their list of suitable results for fucking pop metal bands.
Hair band, again.
Poison, Guns N' Roses.
No, I think it's a real rock band. Real rock band. Always a rock band.
Go ahead.
ZZ Top, man. ZZ Top has had the same formula. And they've done different kinds of songs, but it's always the same formula.
And that's why they have such a huge fan base even today.
Do. I'm sure they do.
Steve, I think you're...
Getting old?
Your fandom of metal is getting in the way of acknowledging that it had a time where it could have been and slightly was embraced as pop. As popular shit, and that fucking time passed.
It's days when who did Sweating Bullets? Megadeth. I think the days when Megadeth was popular was like the heyday of metal, and then like metal kind of like went to death metal, and then there was black metal, and then there was speed metal. You know, like Pantera was speed metal, Typo Negative was black metal. You know, yeah, and it was. They were popular bands. They were popular. It doesn't make them pop metal.
What do you think pop metal is, then, Steve?
Non-existent.
What the fuck do you think pop means? You said they were popular bands, but they weren't pop metal. I don't understand. What the fuck do you think it is? If they make a nickel, they're pop? Is that what it is?
Here's I think Clayton would agree with me on this. Like, take country and you have country and you have metal, right?
Sure.
Now, most of the popular stuff in country, they don't call it pop country. Do they? Is there a pop country?
Yeah,
I don't even
there
know.
There is. There really is.
But that's everything. That's all country now. There's no real, like, old school country music. I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, a few acts out there, but nobody that's making any bank on it.
It's because you don't know about it. You happen to know some fucking metal bands, so now you can say there's no pop metal bands. No, you don't know shit about country, so you say there must not be any fucking non-pop country.
Dude,
that's the whole fucking point, Steve.
No, my point is, if you go watch America's Got Talent or whatever these shows, American Idol, X Factor.
Yeah, because you're going to really find the people that have been grinding it out and that are going to keep any sort of fucking independent cred.
No, listen, are you ever going to see a metal band on that show? Are you ever going to see a rap act on that show? Even a hip-hop act, that's stretching it, unless it's a boy band doing hip-hop.
They've had fucking, you know, what they've called rap.
Yeah, and those are people that made it one round.
A couple, I guess, but I don't know, Steve. I think you're reaching 316-768-4472. That's right. We have a phone number. When you're listening live, you can call in if you have any sort of stuff to offer. The number is 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Stephen Larper. Who is this?
This is Clayton from Texas.
Good.
I apologize if I jump in on this conversation only because I don't
By all means.
Delay. I'm listening, trying to put kids to bed, and all I heard was Steve talking about pop country, which it, just that alone just makes me want to throw up.
See?
But
hold on.
No, no, no.
Would
no.
you agree that it okay. exists?
Oh, no, it definitely is. It's existed for a very long time one way or another.
Yes.
But they don't call it that. They just call it country, right?
Well, no. You
exactly.
Like, there are clear distinctions in country music. I don't mean like, you know, bluegrass, folk. What I mean, just even country music. There's definitely a Texas sound, and there's a Nashville sound, and if you look in the history of Nashville, you don't see a lot of Texas artists in the Grand Ole Opry. You'll see it now as more of a, hey, we're going to bring them in. It's more of a pop bullshit now, but
right.
historically they haven't because. A lot of the Texas musicians got snubbed because it wasn't a lot of the Texas swing. It just wasn't a radio sound. It wasn't a sound. It just had something different to it. And so consequently, it wasn't, you know, so Texas, that's where a lot of the outlaw shit came from, was a lot of Texas music because it didn't sound on the radio. And so that's where, you know, when you say that outlaw, that folk, that blues end of it, that was the distinction. Anything that you hear nowadays on FM radio, that's all pop.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Nothing classical. And by the way, ZZ Top, Texas band. But nothing that's like on the radio, it's only meant to appeal to more and more people. I mean, you won't find a rock station anymore. It'll be classic rock. And it'll span, like, you know, the 80s and 90s or the 70s.
You're missing
80s,
the point
90s.
That the fucking everything that would appeal, they think it's an appeal, it's fucking moved on, Steve. It's not going to be what it was because that shit isn't
right.
being made anymore.
For example, a couple of years ago, I laughed when I walked into the country club here, the Arlington Country Club, and they over the speakers, they were playing the Rolling Stones. Well, think about that, dude. Like, you know, country clubs, that's not music they would play. But now, that's like, you know, it's just kind of wallpaper now. Nobody even thinks about it. Well, that was kind of counterculture, Stones, kind of, nobody would play the rock and roll in a, you know, conservative. Well, now it's considered conservative. Nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's why you say classic rock, because you say you're trying to appeal to a whole wider range. No, it's just... The stuff you hear now is only trying to get that 18 to 35-year-old or 18 to 25-year-old to establish something for them 30 or 40 years down the road. My dad's not listening to any new music. Truth is, I'm not either. I only like what I like, and I'll find a few things and I'll dig into it. But whatever you're watching on TV, that's not appealing to you and to me.
Exactly.
It's appealing to the younger kids.
See, what I have a problem is everything now just gets, like, homogenized into, like, one thing. Like, I think a country song now and a folk song now can sound almost exactly the same, even though back, you know, when they started, they were completely different, you know?
Well, Steve, look how many artists you have. Look how much music is being produced. At some point, it's all going to sound the same. eventually it will. Like, we're all going to get down. Think about 30 years from now. Like, what distinction is there going to be between music? Because we've heard, how many chords can you play on a guitar?
Yeah.
How many words can they possibly write?
And the ability to be exposed to more shit now. It's so easy to be exposed to everything now. Whereas, you know, when I guess the times that you're speaking about, Steve, you had to be a fucking aficionado. You had to go and get the shit. You had to seek out what you were into to form your sound. But no, it's really easy. So that's why a lot of the shit is blending together and taking from this and taking from rap and taking from fucking techno or house or taking from fucking country and blending shit together into something that you don't like. But that's just the fucking way it is. It passed you by. You have to just fucking realize that.
I just want something new I can like.
It's not for you anymore. They're not.
Shut up.
It's not for you anymore, dude. It's not for you. I'm telling you. The music that is for you is the shit that'll never be presented to you in a goddamn platform that is out there to make money from the fucking 18 to 25 demographic. They're not out there to satisfy you.
No, they're not. Your tastes have already been set. You're already buying those records. You're buying the, for lack of a better word, the Pearl Jam greatest hits. Or you're already buying all that shit over and over and over and over again. Yeah. They've already hooked you. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, the unwritten contract they had with you fucking expired 10 years ago, Steve. Now they moved on to other clients. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And I think it's sad.
I'm just saying it's sad.
Well, it is sad, but like, for example, the way I think I've sent text to Ken before about it, about how, being where I'm from and the internet and all the things, I wasn't exposed to a lot of music that you guys are just like, oh yeah, I remember this band and that. I didn't even hear really any Beastie Boys until relatively last few years.
Yeah.
Oh, you're lucky.
You know, because even then, they didn't play it on the radio here. No one wanted to hear that shit.
That's true.
Think about it. It's on the other side of the country. So I grew up listening to, like, country music because that's what they played here.
Right.
And then they play a little bit of light rock and stuff, but they play rock. I mean, Dad or my dad would play records with his old shit. So I grew up listening to old country music and old rock. You know, because it wasn't until the internet became prevalent. Now, my tastes are changed, but not just that. My ability to find music that I can, it's crap. Like, as soon as my wife plays that goddamn dubstep, I'm like, fucking room. But the idea is that I heard, like, for example, my latest obsession is the Avid Brothers. I'm obsessed. I'm absolutely obsessed. And the only reason I even know they exist is because I was listening to Joe Rogan and that guy from the room with the fucking hoarders. He said, hey, I love this band. I thought, well, fuck, I'll give it a shot. Check him out. I'm in. As soon as I heard it, I was like, this is it. I like it. I'll move on.
Yeah.
So I buy all their shit and move on. But then, I'm at an age now where I can discern that shit.
Yeah.
You know, I could tell, come on. Nowadays, you could tell within 2 seconds. Like Macklemore, my wife goes, oh, this is fantastic. 2 beats in, I'm out. Fuck that.
I can tolerate some of it. I mean, like, there's definite new music that I'll hear that you know, kind of affects me in some way where I'm like, I'll find myself fucking tapping a foot. I'm like, well, I guess this must be something. I'm not paying attention, but
it's got a hook. Yeah.
It's can it bait it though? That's the question.
You got to ask Justin Moore.
He knows. I don't. But yeah, it's not something I'm seeking out. It's not something for me. But I happen to be exposed to it, and I know whether it's something that I think is shit or something that has some merit to it.
Yeah,
what's sad about the Miley Cyrus thing and that it's that one upping that you have to do shit like that just to get attention. That's what's really, really sad.
Yeah, when you can't write a song, when you can't play an instrument, and when you can't sing all that well, you do. Because all she had was that she was this innocent thing, and she's on a show, and that's it, and that went away. So what do you got? Well, you're not...
Just like the Olsen twins.
You're not really fat, so why don't you just try and show your body off a little bit and be like a little bit of a whore? She doesn't. But no, like that's all. Body. But what does she have? Butt. That's all she's got.
She's got a chicken butt.
Yeah, she does have like a loose, flabby ass.
But at some point, like, you know, it's like I was reading an interesting interview with just because I'll get on one of those kids. It was Justin Bieber's mom. And she's saying like she has zero say in that whole deal anymore. Like she said, she even specifically said like I can't tell him anything. If I tell him it, they won't let me go on tour because I'm gonna be the wet blanket. Say, hey, maybe you should dial this down a little bit. And they're like, ah, we don't want to hear that shit. So that's why she doesn't go on the tours anymore. She didn't go hang around because they don't want to hear her go like, hey, maybe you need to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
It was just clearly, like, obviously, Miley a long time ago decided I don't give a fuck what anybody says. The problem with it is they're paying her for it.
Yeah.
Someone's paying her to do that, to debase herself. So in her mind, it's all justified. I'm making a lot of money out of it. You know?
Well, I'm sure at this point she wants to break the mold that she was cast in, you know? And I think that that's – I don't think anybody was forcing her to do what she did. I think she was just – saying to herself, well, I can't be, you know, Hannah Montana anymore. I'm friggin' whatever, 20 years old. So she did the exact opposite, just to, like, turn heads and have people talking about it. And she, you know what?
Well, but why?
She did it.
She's worth $1 billion. Why not just go do, you know, she's already got more money than she could spend in her entire life from that whole, like, Hannah Montana thing.
Her whole life was built around being... that being in the public eye performing, like, I mean, you make it seem like she's somebody who made it at like 20, had like a good 5-year run and made a lot of money and should go away. She fucking didn't even have a life outside of this. You know, so I mean, it might be a little bit difficult for her to just fucking step away, regardless of how much money she fucking has. But
yeah, look at Alex Rodriguez. I mean, he's not stepping away.
I wouldn't either for that kind of money. Are you kidding me?
But they're people that are used to fame, you know, and if they're not getting fame the way that they always did, they're going to find a new avenue to find fame again. And I think people get addicted to being famous.
I can't argue that. I mean, you can't argue. I would imagine but at some point, though, is the fact that we as a group are willing to allow a young woman or a man or anybody to debase themselves so much for what we call entertainment. But the problem is that, like, I don't know if anybody watched the VMAs. I don't know. I've never watched it, ever.
I only know Steve watched it.
And the thing about it is they get up there and do that. I don't know how she draws any money off that, making a complete ass out of yourself like that. I don't know. Does that give you more dates?
No, because people are going to be interested now. So if she puts out another album... If she didn't do that, she would sell less than if she did, because she has people who know about her now that might not have before.
Isn't that stupid?
I don't think that worked.
No.
I mean, you can't call her an artist, right? You can't, because what was the big moment that everybody takes away from that? What was the big takeaway with regard to her career? That she fucking has a flabby ass, she looked like a fucking whore, and she looked like she was on some kind of substance, and she was grinding her ass into fucking Alan Thicke's son's cock. Like it was never about, you know what, she was doing that, but that song she sang it's got a good hook. No, it's that she's a fucking she was a goddamn train wreck.
So it has nothing to do with the music. It's all about a name.
And that's where Clayton and I are fucking taking exception with it. It has no value to her being an artist. It just has everything. The only value it has is that we get to gawk and we get to fucking say, oh my, and look at this. Like, and who gives a fuck? In reality, who gives a fuck? Nobody.
Right. So it's like we had a big argument about, like, you know, for example, Michelle Wee, the golfer, she didn't do anything. She never won a tournament, never anything. But they paid her more at 15 because of potential and gave her – she never has to, like, work another day in her life.
Yeah,
she's the one with the big tits.
And she's tried to win tournament. Oh, she should play on the men's tournament. She can't even win a women's tournament. But at some point, you're like, oh, well, they just fucked up and paid her a lot of money. Well, since the whole point is it's not about the sport or it's not about the artistry anymore. It's all about entertainment.
It's image.
And
Anna Kournikova, same thing.
Right. MTV wants to turn the dial, so let's take this young innocent girl and debase her. we don't give a fuck if it makes us look bad, because it'll get everybody on the internet chatting about MTV and the fucking VMAs. That's
right.
All they give a fuck about.
Yep.
You know, if they thought they could get away with her, like, fucking somebody on stage, they would have done it.
Yeah, so if anything, Steve, your argument and your demeanor towards the music today should be turned on its fucking head. You should be thankful that there's no fucking metal on MTV or at the VMAs, because it's anything that's on there that's being displayed to you is simply a fucking tool that's going to be exploited until it's fucking completely dry, withered, and ready to turn into dust.
Well, then I guess they have to.
They fuck it to death.
I got to stay on YouTube. On. And read message boards from metal and find out what's new.
You don't have to. People are fucking making music at their computers and shit. People are posting MP3s that they fucking produce themselves, and they're doing it not to fucking sell Right Guard deodorant. They're doing it to sell their fucking music because they make it.
Hey, Ken, I would argue this. Remember, remember back in the day, the way you used to have to find bands, you go to the shop and you look. My dad would say you'd look at funky covers or something of a record, and you'd talk to friends. Well, think about that. That's the same thing now.
Yeah.
The same thing now, just the internet. You got to actually do a little work. You got to fucking sweat. You want to find some good shit, you're going to have to do a little bit of working for it. You can't have it hand delivered to you. The problem is that. We got with the internet things, we expect things to be delivered. Man, if you want something good, you're gonna have to fucking earn it. You gotta work for it a little bit.
I mean, it's no different. You know? It's no different from the '50s when they fucking played Frankie Avalon and gingerbread fucking horseshit, fucking round the clock and that Coogie "Lend Me Your Comb" fucking song. Like, nobody would like that. Nobody would fucking purchase that. It's just shit that they tried to sell to you. Now, the real shit that didn't get as much play was fucking passed around, sought after, and fucking recommended by fucking, word of mouth. Word of mouth. It would spread that way. And this shit is still doing that. It's just now, word of mouth, it has been fucking genetically engineered to be fucking huge and powerful and very easy to do. It covers way more ground now. So you don't have to rely on the radio. Relying on the radio is the worst way to fucking find anything, because you're going to find the same 40 songs for 2 years.
Well, and it shows the desperation of the music industry that they don't know how to make money anymore, because we don't need them.
No, you know what they do now? They have talent shows like X Factor and whatever, and then they hype those people up because everybody watches that shit, and that's who you'd choose.
No, it's the same thing, Steve. That's the same thing you need to avoid.
No, I'm saying, but that's how it works now. Instead of listening to the radio and finding something you like, which they were pushing shit on everybody back then, even.
Same suit, different tie. That's all that is.
No, I agree. I agree.
So it's not even worth mentioning. The fact is, you do have to dig. You want to find new
American
metal shit?
And back, you know, they've had shit like that forever. It's just a little bit different formula, but it's the same shit. You know, instead of American Bandstand every week trying to say the top whatever, it's just, all right, well, we're going to bring out these kids and let them, you know, fight over who's going to be the best singer.
Can't
and make
stop
you think for
you're
voting for it. No, it's, you know, I don't know. I just think it's a sad decay. Like, it's just music as a whole. There's less artistry. It's just less artistry. There doesn't need to be an artistry. It's just slowly gotten worse.
I think there is a good amount of artistry. But I think there's less differentiation. I mean, there was a point where, you know, like one music genre would split into two, would split into three, four, you know, down the line. And it would be a different kind of version of something before it, which was different than something before it. Now it's just like it's all coming back into one point. And I don't like that. I'd rather have more diversification of music than homogenization of music.
What you're saying, Steve... You're strictly applying to the shit that people show you. There is more diversity in fucking music than there ever, ever, ever fucking was. It's just that the stuff that you're being exposed to via your talent shows, the radio, and fucking the most popular videos on YouTube are those things. There is more shit out there than you can fucking find in a lifetime. And it's all at your fucking fingertips. Anyway,
and then label, absolutely.
Well, what I wanted to, you know, it's good that we have Clayton on because there is an issue that's being mentioned now, and this is completely unrelated to Miley Cyrus's chicken breast ass and her fucking disgusting retarded crackhead haircut. I don't know much about it, but there seems to be a buzz about certain states want to require a photo ID before you can vote. This is an issue that I'm hearing, and I believe Texas is one of these states. And I thought, and I'm gonna play you through my exact exposure and reaction to this issue. It was presented as an issue. I thought, okay. And then I heard people calling that a racist idea. And I have nothing to even say about that because I can't even fucking fathom how that could be racist to walk into a government institution and to say you're somebody and to cast a vote for something or some politician and then just authenticate your identity. I don't understand how does Steve or Clayton, do you know how this could possibly be racist or how people are at least, you know, pointing it out to be?
I would only assume it could be racist because people that are undocumented in this country want to vote for some reason for people that favor
for
them.
Some reason.
But
that's,
yeah, like
obviously,
I don't understand how you could vote without having identification. I don't even know how you live in a country without having identification.
Hey, every election I've voted in, the person from my town opens a fucking book and asks me what my name is and points to the fucking signature I signed when I registered, like when I was 18. I'm like, yeah, oh, that's me. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, vote, sign right there. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine, I'll do it. So if anybody knew my fucking name in town, they could have just fucking grown a shitty beard, fucking fucked their hair up with some goddamn wax, walked
in. Is there
a
picture there?
No, but I mean, like, you know, they recognize
me. They don't even need to do any of that then.
Yeah, so well, some I mean, black basketball player could walk in and be me. It doesn't matter because you don't have to show an ID. Some fucking
old
woman.
I mean, to say, though, that, you know, you can't even get on a plane without a photo ID. Like, you can't, there's certain things you can't do.
Right.
But our most base function of a government is freedom to vote, is to vote. But that you can just be anybody. And what they're trying to suggest that it by being racist is that poor people are being disenfranchised because poor people wouldn't go down and get ID. And I'm just like, no, poor people drive. So you have to have a state issued license that has a photo ID on it.
Well, let's say there are these disenfranchised poor people that don't want to get an ID. They want to vote, though? I don't understand. If you're that unmotivated to get a fucking ID, what the fuck are you doing voting on the school budget? Or
I don't understand.
It makes zero fucking sense to me.
Well, you're just motivated enough to accept or go down and get a welfare check, but you're not motivated enough to get a photo ID, which it doesn't have to be a driver's license. It could just be a state-issued ID. They can just do this for next to nothing.
Yeah.
They just give them away. The state just say, fuck, you have them. You know, just give them to you.
Yeah.
But it's just because what's happening is, without it sounding, well, there's no way for it sounding bad, is that there's a certain party that exists that requires a great deal of poor, quote-unquote, disenfranchised people to vote. And the problem is you could count, you know, you can't count how many homeless people there are, so you can always fudge shit. Well, if you can, you know, well, if you don't come in with a photo ID, well, how do we know we got everybody? Well, everybody was photo ID'd. There's a little RFID chip or something in it, and we fucking know.
Yeah.
You know,
I wonder how many. I wonder if this outrage is a cover on something a little bit more fucking sinister. Like, if there is a large or non negligible percentage of fucking dead people that cast their votes. Like, do you think that there are fucking people that are deceased that still vote?
Oh, that's happened.
So
my grandfather, who's been dead for 7 years, still pays an electric bill
at
Magic Valley because my mom and them have never changed it. So they're still sending a fucking bill to Ray Sibling. He's been dead for over 7.5 fucking years.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's like, yeah. I get things in the mail from my dad still. My dad died in 1995. I mean, like, come on, guys. I mean, do you really have to search that hard to find a death certificate?
Well, I mean, so, you got a mass. I mean,
rather than motivating the people to maybe take more of a role in their government and have an identity, have a fucking an ID, they just say they'll never be able to, and you're preventing them from voting. Like, that seems really, really fucking arrogant and dangerous to me.
It just seems, like what?
It seems like you are fucking just trying to block this because there's some shit that you're just not fucking, that you depend on to win.
We you know, a party that we represent the poor, but these people are so poor and disenfranchised that they'll always be poor and disenfranchised. So we don't want to help them by getting ID and helping them get to the polls. We would just like rather fudge that shit. Mm. Like it's just I don't know.
I already lean somewhat to the right. I don't want to even with this particular issue. I don't want to take any fucking side. I want to look at it at absolute face fucking value. If somebody said you need an ID to vote, then I'm either going to get an ID if I don't have one, use my ID if I do, or say, I'm not going to fucking vote. Fuck you.
Yeah, and if you can't get an ID, you should be deported because you're here illegally.
Or you're dead.
Or you're dead.
Well, you know, you think of it this way, and that's what people don't understand. That's what the Electoral College was supposed to help prevent. They said we should just go back to popular vote. Well, if we would do that, we'll just stuff ballots like we already are.
Yeah.
You know, it would be like, well, now it would be like American Idol. Just, oh, yeah, that's how it all came out. I don't know. People talking about the Republicans and, oh, the Diebold machines and, you know, going after, like, no one ever talks about, like, how in Chicago when fucking JFK was running for Daley, it was fucking a fact that he was just making up votes.
Yeah.
They're just stuffing the ballots. You know, like, well, come on now. You know, like, how does Harry Reid keep winning? A lot of people in fucking Vegas out there in the desert, you know, still voting for that cocksucker? Please.
It's amazing to me.
Doesn't make sense why it's racist. I still don't understand how it's racist.
That's what I want to know. That's what I truly want to know. Someone who says that is racist legislation, I need you to tell me, whether it's an email or something, I need to know why you think that's racist.
They're not, you know that they're not calling it racist as a, you know, we're calling it racist, we're trying to stop racism. They're throwing racism out there like a hand grenade, kind of like the Paula Deen thing. You call somebody racist, everybody pulls back on the reins and shit because nobody wants to be accused of racism when it's possible to disprove.
Yeah.
So you're saying, well, they're being racist, so it's an age-old hand grenade, and so everybody gets that hot potato and they're scared to be pulled in it.
But when that hand grenade's thrown on a battlefield, and I can see there's somewhat of a target, like with Paula Deen, yeah, she's Southern, yeah, she's old. Could I picture her saying some shit? Probably. Did she? Doesn't matter how long ago, whatever. I mean, there's debates with that, but at least you can kind of see what they're talking about. I can't fucking see a shred of any aspect of this being racist.
The VMAs are racist. Pop music is racist.
Steven the LARPer and his desire for new metal is fucking racist. Hey, where were you during the Linkin Park years, Steve? New metal.
That wasn't metal.
It was new metal.
Oh, and new metal?
Yes.
That was the worst thing to ever happen to metal. That's what killed metal. New metal killed metal.
Yeah. So it seems like this type of legislation, when it doesn't work for you, it's racist. However, you know, keep tallying our calls and the durations of our calls, even though, you know, we might not have committed any crimes. You know, law-abiding people definitely need their fucking phones logged. Audit trails on their fucking phones. But it's not racist, right? That's not a racist thing. If they decided to tie it to an urban area where you might be able to make the argument that it could be racist, definitely not racist.
I'm amazed you only hear the word like, it's not fair. It's not fair. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Shit. No, it's certainly not.
A problem that's been mentioned since the 60s, that voter fraud. Well, here, let's end voter fraud. I mean, you say we shouldn't have IDs, then you're saying, I don't want to end voter fraud. That's what you're saying.
Sure. Yeah, I don't. No, I like a little fraud out where I can kind of pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely. That's absolutely because the truth of the matter is, if you start to, what happens is if you start to ID people, then you could start to see, like, you have the potential of seeing who's voting. Then you see the demographic of who's voting, so you can find out, I fucking for a fact, like, what, not only the individuals of who's voting, but, like, from a demographic, are what they're scared of is us finding out that, let's, hypothetically, that only, like, 10% of black people vote.
Yeah.
Well, then it'll be back to that. Who was it that one guy, the Republican in the last election, that Mitt Romney, he said behind, he's like, oh, don't worry about that other 49% or whatever. They're already fucked. Well, he's right. And what we were finding out is, what if we're spending all this time catering to a very small number of people? And that's what they don't want to find out, is the minority is scared they're going to find out that they're really more of a minority than they think.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, why are we spending all this time and legislation on people who don't even give a fuck? Not that that's the way it should be. I mean, it should be, there should be some, obviously some, I don't want to use the word fairness, but you know, they're obviously mindful of legislation, but what you start to worry about is like politicians now will start to use that data to like, fuck, we're going to go here, here, and here. Why? Cause these are the people that fucking vote. Why? They're not going to go down to,
yeah,
South Central or someplace. Like, these people won't fucking vote. Why am I down
maybe
here?
That's what we need. Maybe that's what we need to realize that voting is something you fucking should do. How about that? If you're able to vote, maybe you'll realize that you fucking should.
We're being underrepresented. No, you don't vote. Nobody in your area votes, so you're completely represented, you know?
Yeah. Oh, well. That's just one of these things I heard just in passing, and it blew my fucking mind that it could be seen as being racist, because I know that having a driver's license isn't racist. That showing, proving that you're of age to drink or smoke or get, you know, proving who you are to get on a fucking plane, you know, it's just, it, you know, it's the, not, it's not racist. But
now,
no,
now
but
that you point
is.
That out, it's kind of weird that you have to present ID to buy a pack of cigarettes, but you don't to go vote for the next president.
Yeah.
That's like astounding in my mind.
Yeah, you have to prove your age.
And I'm a Democrat, and I know the Democrats always say voter ID is racist, but I'm not a Democrat, but I'll say I'm a progressive or, you know, liberal type of person. But the voter ID thing being racist just absolutely no sense.
I mean,
there's
a fact that you have to be of age to vote. And I think, you know, if we're confirming that people can purchase cigarettes at a certain age legally, maybe we should just at least confirm their age. And now that you're tying a person to a vote to actually maybe decide that they're not the same person coming in over and over again, or voting for somebody else, or voting for an identity that's no longer valid or is deceased, make them show an ID. It makes perfect sense to me. I don't see any fucking downside to it, and I don't know why anybody would oppose it. I really don't.
I don't know. Anybody who opposes it, to me, in my mind, it's just they're hiding something bigger. Period.
Yeah, exactly. The dead, no. Illegal, and that's it. Anyway, don't change it. It's working well for us. It's just that's how it
right?
sounds.
Or what's it, the gerrymandering thing where, hey, they're trying to redistrict and the Republicans are trying to redraw the lines. I'm like, well, when you Democrats were doing the same thing, it's, why is that like, oh, this is fucking illegal this time.
Yeah.
Really? Like, it's all bullshit anyway. Like, even in here in Texas, they have districts that are like the length from like almost Austin all the way down here. It's like a 5-hour long strip.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
like,
see,
how does somebody in San Antonio represent me? But they
that's the thing I was going to say. Like, gerrymandering is always lumped in with voter ID legislation, and I think that's stupid because gerrymandering is dumb. I think they should just have this flat – if it's going to be the Electoral College, it should just be a flat popular vote for the state and that's it. Not, you know, like an Electoral College in the state and then in the country. Like, I think that really has something different to do with who is allowed to vote? You know, like, if you're allowed to vote, vote. And if you can vote, go by the popular vote. You know, that doesn't make a difference to me. Like, I don't like the Electoral College, but lumping that in with voter ID, I think is really stupid. It makes no sense why it would even be associated. Because gerrymandering is bad. Voter ID laws are good. So, I don't know.
Well, do you understand, though, how the Electoral College, though, kind of balances everything out a little bit, though?
It does. It makes everything unbalanced.
No, because if you went by street popular vote, no one would ever care. Then they would just politic in New York and L.A. and all the major cities.
Right.
And stuff like that. They use the Electoral College in a way to at least balance things out. And also to provide a little bit of less fuckery in, like, well,
I don't think so.
You got 400 million people, and you couldn't make up a few votes here and there.
But, you know, what's funny about the Electoral College now, I mean, yeah, there's that idea of weighted states that, like, a low population area kind of matters. Now, they only seem to campaign in Florida, Ohio, and whatever the swing states
right.
are. Right. So, I mean, it's kind of the same. It's kind of the same thing. And the other things will fall where they may.
That's what I'm saying. That's why gerrymandering is bad, because you're basically now you're saying, who gives a shit about New York and California? Because we just have to go to the places that matter because we've crunched all the numbers.
Well, no. But that's true, though, because at some point, like, for example, Mitt Romney didn't need to politic in Texas.
Yeah.
Why would he spend that much time here? He's going to get this state.
Right.
True.
So why would he spend time? He's got to, like, hey, where are the, you say, the campground states? That's just, it's a fact. We're a red and blue fucking country. It is.
Yeah.
Certain states are, as a rule, going to vote a certain way, but they can change.
I have a very important question for Clayton. Before we wrap this episode up. Clayton, have you ever been faced with an Amish person? Have you ever actually met one or interacted with one?
An Amish person?
Yeah.
Oh, not in Texas.
No.
You never had the opportunity. Do you know much about that culture or anything like that?
Say that again one more time?
Do you know anything about their lifestyle or culture?
A little bit. I've watched Witness. I'm familiar.
I went to Amish country this weekend for some sort of a trip that Amanda had planned. It didn't work out too well. But I did get to see some Amish people, and I don't know if they vote. I'm not really tying this into the last thing we just discussed. But before we end the show, I really wanted to talk about these Amish people that I saw, because I've always heard that they're very old school. They live very simply. They don't use
modern
conveniences or technology. And
right.
And I certainly saw my share of horse-drawn buggies and, you know, people walking a lot and that shit. But
the Amish paradise.
Exactly.
Yeah, Weird Al.
Exactly. But, you know, with the clothes and all that shit. But as I'm walking, I drove through this town. I saw a woman in fucking bare feet, mind you. I mean, maybe that makes up for it. But using a fucking string trimmer, a gas-powered string trimmer. Just fucking knocking down weeds on the side of her fucking property in the Amish clothes. That really fucking bothered me. And then 100 feet away from that house, another fucking broad, and again in bare feet with a fucking string trimmer, and another one across the street with a fucking snapper high vac lawnmower. Fucking self propelled, for Christ's sake.
How do they always say it, that there's Jews that don't go to temple, and there's Catholics that don't go to mass? Maybe there's some Amish in some areas that are just like, you know what? There's certain technology we just find fantastic.
This whole lawnmower thing
is fucking. We can't deny this.
Look, I won't drink pasteurized milk, but God damn it, if I'm gonna fucking deny myself the joy of a self-propelled lawnmower, fuck you.
Yeah.
But fuck shoes. It's
sent by God. Sent by God.
Yeah.
You find out is they actually built it themselves. They said, well, we actually built this engine from ground up.
Yeah.
Really?
Bullshit. I saw the big snapper logo on that fucking mower. It's a snap with the snapper. That fucking turtle.
Weak conviction.
Aren't there sects of Amish, or like there's Mennonites and all, you know, different things that they.
Yeah, Pennsylvania they hold, Dutch.
You know, there's some hardcore Amish where they're just like, yeah, they don't.
Like, they're all in Pennsylvania too. They're
yeah, like, if your kid's gonna be born and the umbilical cord is like, you know, a problem, they'll be like, well, it's God's way. They won't even fucking do anything about it.
Yeah, he's dead.
But they're gonna use a fucking string trimmer around the mailbox because it's really difficult with that scythe.
My dad was real tempted into that Amish type thing for a while. Because it's like on my last podcast, you know, Bugs Zapper Radio.
Of course.
That when I was traveling by train into Mexico, you see people in abject poverty. I mean, just poverty. But you didn't see any frowns. These people weren't unhappy. In fact, you know, I would argue in some ways that, like, you know, hey, we live hand to mouth, but, like, we don't know any better or any different, or why would we change any of it? You know, we've been doing this for thousands of years, and, you know, if that makes any sense. And so, in some ways, by keeping things very simple, they've maybe have denied themselves certain things. You know, I don't know. Happiness and contentment is not such a big fucking roller coaster to them.
Yeah.
Things are much more even keel, and there's something to be said for that.
That's true.
I mean, except when they run puppy mills.
Is that your big thing against them?
If there was any religion that ran puppy mills, I would hate them. But Amish people are the main perpetrators of running puppy mills. That's very bad.
I didn't know that.
And old metal. Oh.
Yeah, and
they don't know anything about metal.
They're purveyors of can you imagine? Fucking wood.
People into metal love
heavy
puppies.
Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, heavy wood.
Fuck. Oh, I mean, the Hasidim seem like the same kind of thing, except I found that they kind of...
They're way angrier, though.
They skate around the laws of their religion, too, but they still maintain the look and the whole Hasidic thing, so that you'll see them and you'll say, oh, this is somebody who's, you know, really strict, and they live by the strictures of their religion. But I found out that there's a thing... called and I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's spelled Eruv, and I'm gonna guess it's called Eruv.
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 They're like posers. They're like posers.
No, Eruv is quite literally a fence. It's a series of cables that borders a community, and the Hasidic Jews don't handle money or fucking, you know, anything, cell phones or touch buttons on the microwave. On the Sabbath, they don't do that shit. But there's a caveat that they can do it in their home. There's a certain sect of it can do it in their home, and another sect, I guess, is in their community, and their community is defined by that border, the Eruv around their community, so that, you know, they can turn on the fucking boiler or the goddamn air conditioner in their home, but when they're about the town or outside of their thing, no money in the hand, no keys, you're walking around, all that shit. And then I saw a map of New York City, and someone made a Google map, and they mapped out the fucking Eruv in Manhattan, and the entire goddamn fucking island of Manhattan is surrounded by this fucking thing.
Except for downtown where the queers are.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, you know, why don't you just stop being what you say you are at that point? Do you need to surround the entire island you live on with this fucking thing so you can touch keys? Just fucking touch the keys. Just grab the money. I mean, you're stretching out the fucking rules.
Why are we bullshitting?
You want to watch fucking Family Matters on a Saturday night? Go fucking watch Family Matters already. You don't have to build a fucking fence around Manhattan to do
the
this.
The fence makes it all right.
We have all this religious and spiritual law, and you find ways to skirt it. Like when you get to heaven or get to judgment, God's going to go, ah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
You know, you got around that rule. Good job. Yeah. You know, for you get extra credit for coming up with some crafty way. And not that, like, you know, how Jews don't have some kind of, like, horrible stereotype about being crafty, and they come up with creative ways of getting out of their own religious rites. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, come it's on. Like, at some point, you're like, you're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, so like, you know, you're Amish and you really want to use that new fucking Ryobi edger. You want to make a nice crisp line. And then fucking, you know what? You don't need the bonnet anymore.
The hedge?
You know, just put it on.
It wasn't flat. I need to make the hedge flat. Thankfully,
you're that intrigued by something that's fucking forbidden, but you're going to do it anyway. Well, then you're not that. Don't fucking be it. You don't have to be.
Oh, but well, they want to be thought of that way. That's what it is.
Their outward appearance. They have to be seen as that. I am that. You think I'm this. I am very, you know, devout and all that.
I'm pious.
Yeah. But every Saturday, while all my associates and friends are walking around with their families and not using their car, I am fucking motorboating my dick with a goddamn furious hand looking at internet pornography. And just juggling coins.
Defense makes everything okay.
All you gotta do is say you're sorry.
Yeah. Okay. That's the beauty of Catholicism. A life.
That's, yeah, I was gonna say that's the Jews are always.
I wonder
sorry,
if Al Capone got that quick "I'm sorry" in before he died.
Sorry, Jesus.
Yeah.
Please forgive me. Sorry. Dead. All good. Absolved.
All good. Yeah. He paid his penance.
Yeah. Anyway. With that note, I think we need to wrap it up. Clayton, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Will you be live this week?
Yes.
All the way.
Bug Zapper Radio, Wednesday nights on Heroes Talk. Go to heroestalk.com. Subscribe to all the shows, especially Clayton's. Bug Zapper Radio is a fantastic show. Go on iTunes, leave a review, rate it, subscribe. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to listen to. It's much better than any of the other sounds that are around you pretty much at any given point in your day. Go ahead and listen. Clayton, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Yep. So, Stephen, why don't we wrap this up?
Sounds good.
Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Purchase something there. Not for us. Not for any of our friends. Just go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Click over to Amazon. Make a purchase for something that you've had your eye on. And enjoy it. Or give it to someone you love. You know, fulfill somebody's wish list. You make a purchase on Amazon, do whatever the fuck you want with it. We get a small cut, and we get to pay our bills. It's a beautiful thing, and you guys have been coming through for us, and we really appreciate it. So go to heroestalk.com/Amazon, make it happen. Subscribe to all the shows on Heroes Talk, Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and this one, the DJ New Style Show. Thanks for tuning in. Steven, is there anything that you'd like to say?
Bring back Headbangers Ball.
I'd be for that. Thank you.
Yes, Matt Midfield.